The Lord be with you.
With
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through the towns and villages, teaching as he went, making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And Jesus answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking, saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' And he will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you're from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. People will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and they will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we continue our walk with Jesus to Jerusalem. We began in the 9th chapter of Luke, and we're going to conclude in November on the Feast of Christ the King with the reading of the Passion of Jesus on the cross. So this is the journey that we're on. Today, Luke says that Jesus was passing through towns and villages, teaching as he went, as he was making his way to Jerusalem. So today, someone stopped our Lord and asked a question that we all have on our hearts of who will be saved? Who will be in relationship with the Father? What is heaven going to be like? What is eternity going to be? And our Lord rather shocks them by saying, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try, but will not be strong enough." Well, this seems very much in stark contrast to the first reading. Remember, I've taught you that the first reading is normally from the Old Testament, and it parallels in theme to the gospel reading. So if you remember, the first reading is from the prophet Isaiah, and it's saying that God is going to gather all the nations of every language into his kingdom. And of course, this is wonderful news. We as Catholics, and that's why we call our church Catholic, meaning universal, meaning that God loves all people, no matter who they are, and that we believe that salvation is given, offered to every single human being on this earth. If that's true, then why in the world would the Lord say that only a few is going to enter? Well, I'll tell you now. You notice that I never give you a question without providing some answers. So, perhaps the Lord is reminding us that we can't save ourselves, that only by walking with him, just like we are doing with Luke to the cross, only by walking with him, trying to follow his teachings, will we have salvation. So two take-home thoughts for you. First is found from Matthew chapter 25. So our Lord, he spoke in parables, stories, teaching, a teaching technique. And there was anywhere between 30 to 50 parables that he would teach. The very last one, it was on Tuesday of Holy Week before he was going to die, was Matthew 25, the separation of the sheep from the goats. Who is saved, in other words? And our Lord says that those who enter into God's kingdom are those who recognized Christ in the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the marginalized, the most vulnerable. And in serving them, then we recognize God among us. And it's in serving them that we recognize God's kingdom. This age-old question of faith or good works is answered. Yes, absolutely. Faith and good works are absolutely necessary. Both are married. They are one in the same. You can't have one without the other. So if you're thinking about your salvation, your relationship with God the Father, then go to Matthew 25. And it's a wonderful and kind of scary, confronting examination of conscience. And it comes down to, am I seeing Christ in one another? Am I serving Christ through them? Take-home message. Secondly, is a reminder that we can't do it alone. In fact, we can't do it at all. Here we go to the second reading where the author to the Hebrews reminds us that our Lord allows temptation, even allows us to fail and to sin. It's through these failures that we will reach out for the strength of Christ. So I think of St. Peter. St. Peter was in the boat, if you remember, and it was pretty stormy. And Jesus is walking by. And so Peter is testing Jesus and said, Lord, if that's really you, tell me to walk on the water. And this reference will be familiar to some of you, but not to all of you. But Jesus, in the voice of Bob Barker, said, come on down. Children, look it up on Google, okay? So Peter came on down, didn't he? Climbed out of the boat. He started walking on the water. He was doing pretty good. Then he perceived how strong the wind was, and he began to sink. So he cried out to our Lord Jesus, and the Lord said, perish. Oh, he didn't say that, did he? No, he didn't. Immediately, he reached out and grabbed Peter, pulled him out of the waters. Although once they got into the boat, he did have a few things to say, such as, why? Why didn't you have faith? Why didn't you keep your eyes fixed upon me? Oh, ye of little faith. But it was in that failure that Peter cried out to the Lord, recognizing, I can't do this by myself. I can only do it with you. So it was a lesson for Peter. And oftentimes, these sins, these failures that you and I struggle with, it's a lesson for us of humility of, Lord, I can't do this by myself. In fact, I can't do it at all. I need you. And this is where the last line that we heard from the letter to the Hebrews that I'd love for you guys to paste it on your refrigerator, especially if you go to the refrigerator a lot during the day. It's a great way to remember scripture. Paste this on your refrigerator. Strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that one who is lame may not be disjointed, but rather healed. Our Lord Jesus invites us into a relationship. He invites us to be saved. He's not going to force us. And we cannot save ourselves. All we can do is cooperate with Jesus, He who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so today, we commit ourselves to continue our walk with Jesus to the cross on the hill of Calvary, recognizing Jesus in our brothers and sisters, and recognizing that we are brothers and sisters to Jesus, He who will strengthen our drooping hands and our weaknesses, and He will heal us.